He went into office tied at the hip to D.C. insider leadership, and in a substantive chance to show his independence, Texas 19's Jody Arrington failed so to do and voted to move the Ryan Care non-Obamacare repeal bill forward. Conservative Review reported, the passage of the bill through the committee is a textbook example of ramming legislation. After perfunctory 10 minutes of remarks by both the chair and ranking member of the committee, the vote was immediately called with very little input by members of the committee. There was no extended debate on the merits. The committee has 22 Republicans and 14 Democrats. All Republicans, save Dave Bratt, Mark Sanford, and Gary Palmer, voted yes. Those three are Freedom Caucus members. They voted no. On Monday, I highlighted, the author of this piece, highlighted the reasons that four other members of the committee should have joined the Freedom Caucus in voting no. He wrote, there are four members out of the 18 who have been extra vocal in calling for the repeal of or who fought against specific Obamacare provisions this bill keeps. They're Glenn Grotham of Wisconsin, Bruce Westerman of Arkansas, and a pair of freshman representatives, Jody Arrington of Texas and Matt Gaetz of Florida. Each of these members has been particularly outspoken on the need to end Obamacare or have voiced concerns about the current Rhino Care bill. When it mattered, those four, including Jody Arrington, bowed to leadership pressure and voted for a bill that doesn't repeal Obamacare. Instead, the legislation merely tweaks it around the edges. So you know. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.